going on now to the search for Nora Quora in Malaysia. It's, of course, nighttime in Malaysia now, but throughout today, officials have been playing Nora's mother's voice over megaphones on the fifth day of the search. Her family believe she was abducted. Police have still are still classifying the investigation as a missing persons case. Well, earlier I asked journalist Sumisha Naidu in Malaysia about the current state of the search.
They're really stepping up the search for Nora. More people are now on board, about 267 people at this point of time. A helicopter has arrived today as well. And this helicopter has the capacity to do thermal imaging, which they're hoping will help. The sniffer dogs, two drones. And police told media that they've given Nora's photos to police personnel who are stationed near roads and highways in case they might detect her on the roads or if she's in a car or something like that. There's also been a NOR alert issued. Now, in Malaysia, a NOR alert is issued when a child goes missing. So this is something that they're doing for Nora, even though she's not Malaysian. And they've also confirmed that they're in touch with Interpol. Now, as far as the search on the ground, something different that they're trying is that they've gotten a voice recording of Nora's mother calling out Nora's name, and they're hoping that by playing this voice recording as they look for Nora, this will either alert her or make her feel more comfortable to approach the search and rescue teams.
Malaysian police still treating Nora's disappearance as a missing persons case. Her family, though, believe something much more sinister has happened to Nora. Is there any meeting of minds, if you like, between the two as the days go on and there is no sign of her?
I believe the police, their rationale for classifying this as a missing persons case is because, as far as they're concerned, there is no evidence for them to shift their assessment. That being said, they say that, you know, they are open to all possibilities, and given it was a potential crime scene, they've done the necessary in that they're analysing fingerprints, which they found. They have questioned at least 20 people, including members of Nora's family, people on the resort grounds. And I think the fact that they've alerted Interpol means that while they may officially be maintaining this stance of her being a missing person, they are taking steps. And now, what I understand is one of the reasons why police believe it's a missing persons case is because they believe that she left the villa by herself, because the window can only apparently be open from the inside as well. And they're confident that she left through this window.
In Malaysia, how are local people treating this story?
It's a huge story here. I mean, with international media attention, that places pressure on authorities here in Malaysia. Everyone is really following the story very closely and hoping for a positive outcome.
And that was journalist Sumisha Naidu speaking in Malaysia for us this lunchtime on the search for Nora Quora.